Please tell me, in general terms, what kinds of things are you going to be talking about at the town hall?
Well, we'll talk about the broad array of issues around rebuilding and recovering from this catastrophic fire. So that's going to include everything from community cleanup and debris removal to the status of state and federal financial assistance and services. There'll be a discussion of the housing issue, both emergency housing needs and long-term needs. And then protecting our watersheds, just about everything. And, of course, time for public questions and conversation as well.
That's fabulous. Now, initially you had expressed some unhappiness with federal funds being earmarked for hurricanes and other disasters, but not our fires at one point. Has that changed?
It has changed for the better, and I'm happy to say that a bipartisan bill was passed out of the House of Representatives before the holidays that would provide an adequate supplemental level of support for disaster assistance. The Trump administration, unfortunately, had originally requested a very inadequate amount, and it had specifically called out the hurricanes in Texas and Florida, but said nothing about our catastrophic fires. So we were concerned at that point. Thankfully, politics has not been part of this tragedy so far, and we were worried about that. But I think we've gotten it back on track, and we're hoping that supplemental bill will pass the Senate.
Great. So when DHS Secretary Nielsen was here about a week ago and said that California will get everything it needs in the way of federal help, you're satisfied that that is going to be happening?
So far, so good. And I personally had a very good meeting with Secretary Nielsen as well. She's a pro and certainly appreciated the fact that she came out to Sonoma County, spent some time with community leaders to hear from them. And she seems ready to do her job, which is to support communities like ours who have been through these terrible disasters.
Now, what about efforts to help people build greener or smarter or more fire-resistant? That's controversial up here. What are you thinking about those ideas?
Well, it is, and I think we have to have that conversation. And I'll give you one example where I think we can do better. I'm told that AT&T may be replacing destroyed copper lines for certain areas, and we know that we would rather have fiber optic in this day and age. It's just far better than copper. So there are other examples, and with the hurricanes, where you know structures really should be upgraded to modern standards, and I'm sure there's others for California as well. I think we have to constantly be looking at the wisdom of simply replacing what was lost versus bringing things up to modern standards.
Okay, and finally, as you said at the beginning, there's going to be adequate time for citizens to speak their mind, to get involved, to stand up and let you know specifically what they're thinking and feeling at this meeting on Saturday?
Yeah, that's very important. And they'll have the full array of elected officials at every level of government there to listen. So it's a great opportunity to both get an update on all of these aspects of rebuilding and recovery, but also give us feedback. Tell us how we can do a better job serving the community as we try to get through this together.
All right, Representative Jared Huffman, thanks so much for spending a little time with us, and looking forward to seeing you at the meeting at Santa Rosa High School. That's tomorrow, Saturday. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for having me.